Today's first update of the Big Brother Live Feeds is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, there's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know, that using TrueCar can help you buy a used car as well. In fact, there's over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through the TrueCar certified dealer network. That's how you'll see what other people paid for the car that you want, so you know what a fair price is and you can feel confident. And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. It's friendship. Using TrueCar, you'll easily find the new or used car that you want. And best of all, TrueCar users have an average saving of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Good morning. It is the first full day of the Big Brother Live Feeds. I'm Rob Cesternino, back to talk about everything that we have learned in the last 12 hours or so with a few members of the LFC here on the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook page, courtesy of BeLive.tv, and hopefully we are streaming live. We're going to be able to take your questions along the way, and let's check in with the LFC, who have had a busy night. First off, the guy who I presume did sleep somewhat. Good morning, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I did sleep a little bit, but you know, I always catch up.
Okay. And then the man who did not sleep, he's going strong all That's night.
Right. Yep. Alex, vampire status.
You got the coffee going?
I do it for you. It's because I love you, all of you. Yeah. No, I'm not a coffee drinker, Rob. You don't know this about me by
okay.
now?
Okay. You should be. You should be.
I Check should be. No, I shouldn't be. I'm glad I'm not. Okay. I'm happy about it.
All right. So the way this is going to work is that this will be posted as a podcast after the fact. We're going to try to do this on Friday, but we're also able to, with this live format, be able to take your questions and check in with what you guys have to say. So here we are. And so post your questions away. We'll do some Q&A along the way with you guys to talk about everything that's happening. And also just please note that full spoiler warning is in effect. In fact, we're not going to do this every time, but just so.
Yes.
Okay.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
spoiler
warning. Protective action should be taken.
Okay, so spoilers, and with that, get out of here if you don't want spoilers, but we need to start here with some
breaking news are happening now.
Yes, breaking news indeed. And I guess we were in for a big surprise last night when the live feeds came on and one of our house guests was already gone. Taryn, could you take us through what happened?
Well, feeds came on and pretty much right away we were hearing, yeah, Megan's gone. She's gone. Like what? She's gone? Are you sure? There had been a post on Reddit before the episode aired that said Megan Selfovix and Josh Almost Selfovix, I've got these spoilers. And everyone was like, the moderator of Reddit was like, you're banned if this is wrong.
Troll.
And then it didn't happen in the episode. They were like, what a troll. And then feeds come on and what do you know? They were right all along.
Okay.
Megan appears to have self-evicted.
Okay. Alex, what do we know at this hour? Could you give us some backstory?
Basically, the only person who talked to the cameras and gave us like a full detailed breakdown of their version of events was Alex, who has taken Megan's place on the block, as it turns out, it would seem. It seems Cody's still head of household, and it's now Alex and Jillian on the block. So I am left to assume that Alex merely took Megan's place. They didn't do a new head of household or anything, because Cody still seems to be HOH. So, you know, from Alex, it basically sounds like Megan just overplayed like crazy. I mean, came in, was playing just way too hard, way too fast, and got caught up in like a web of lies where basically, I guess, she told Alex that Jessica had made a comment having to do with Alex's race that turned out to be completely unfounded. When Alex like confronted Jessica about it, they were able to get to the bottom of it and realize that Megan was kind of the person facilitating all these rumors. Her game like really blew up in her face in the first week, like even quicker than Audrey or Ronnie or any of these people that we've seen it happen to before. And she couldn't take the heat, so she got out of the kitchen. I mean, it's really a shame. This is what happened, I think.
Taryn, do we know when exactly this happened? Was this recent or has this been for a couple days?
I'm guessing it was a few days ago because it seems like not recent. They're still complaining about it, like, oh, I can't believe she did this. But it wasn't like, oh, man, we're still reeling from this. Alex seems to be like comfortable on the block at this point.
Okay. Do we know if Alex is the favorite to go at this point, or if it is going to ultimately end up being Jillian? Alex Kidwell, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, obviously, I think a POV is still to be played here. So Alex has some opportunity to save herself, but they're already talking like Alex is, dead girl walking in the house. Cody has made it clear that's his target, and everyone seems to be willing to acquiesce to that, at least for now.
Okay, boy, don't tell Cody to eat excrement.
It's not smart.
Not great.
I didn't think it was smart at the time. Yeah.
Not great. Taryn, do we have any sort of like the impact of this? Do we know how this will ultimately change things up?
We don't know for sure. I mean, certainly they have a lot of things planned for, you know, double evictions, buybacks, who knows what. But this season, more than any other, I think they had a lot of contingencies based on the temptations and whether or not people take them. So they probably had some sort of alternate plan. Maybe we'll see an extra buyback. Maybe we'll see a double eviction be canceled or some sort of other twist where it's like, oh, here's a temptation. Cancel a week. Something like that. But I'm sure they have something in the works.
Well, I know a lot of people are saying like, well, I can't believe Cameron went out the first night only to have somebody come back and self-evict in Megan, who we thought potentially could have been that person to go out. Now, I don't, let's not get all crazy and say, let's bring him in. She quit. But I will say this. Let's get her face off the memory wall. Put Cameron's face on the memory wall. Get rid of that black and white photo of a quitter. Put the guy back up on the memory wall. If you have to take anybody's face off the memory wall, let it be the person who quit the game and not the person who actually got voted out of the house.
And there's precedent here, too. When Neil left the Big Brother 9 house, they brought back Sharon. So they've done it before. Just saying. Yeah.
I have never, ever in my life been in favor of bringing somebody back onto Big Brother. But the fact that this was a night one eviction and then somebody quit right after, I honestly say, bring him back.
I agree.
I'm for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see what ultimately ends up happening. If maybe there's a temptation which ends up getting him back into the mix rather than have to go through a battle back. But if there is a scenario where there is a battle back for Cameron or for somebody in these first couple of boots to go out, Cameron moved one step closer to getting back in the house, Taryn.
Thanks, Josh.
Yes. Yeah, I guess so. You know, because like I'm way more in favor of bringing Cameron back than somebody later on, because then we'll just have a normal buyback and that's boring.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's going on. Do we know when the power of veto is going to be played, Alex?
There's speculation it's either today or tomorrow. I know the typical week, it usually plays out on a Saturday, but this week was different. Obviously, nominees were already in place by the time we got to Thursday night. So I think it could be today.
So in addition to everything going on with Megan being out of the house, there has been a lot of developments in terms of romance. And it's a very romantic or showmantic house, depending on how you want to look at it. Taryn, could you give us the breakdown of who's paired off with who so far?
Well, right away, the first thing we saw in the feeds was Cody and Jessica in the HOH bed.
Bam.
There it is. I was like, I think one of my first tweets was just like, man, we were kind of into
Cody. I just don't like you that much.
Yeah. Well, I do like you, Jessica. Yeah.
But right away, he's in a showmance. He's got this like showmance alliance. He's in a bro alliance. Mm-hmm. He's the head of the house. Nobody's going to like Cody. Any fans that Cody had, they're going away immediately.
Really? You don't feel like it softens him up?
No.
It's turning people against Jessica. Jessica had all these fans coming in, and people on Reddit are already flipping that.
Mm-hmm. He's interesting as like a psychopathic, murderer. He's not interesting as like a boring bro showman.
Didn't they give Dexter a love interest in season two?
Yeah, but she was a psycho too.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I don't know. It's like we watched Drew Daniel being a showman. It's like it's not that different. I wanted to see something different.
Yeah.
And people are very disappointed in Jessica. They really wanted Jessica to be not the showman's type.
Oh, people wanted Jessica so badly. Yes, queen. Oh,
play all the
she's
guys.
The super fan. Oh, we're all so excited for Jessica. She is she's going to be the Daenerys Targaryen of Big Brother. And the night one. Okay.
I just wish she didn't pigeonhole herself with one guy. She could have like played it up. Played guys against each other. She has that potential, so it's a little unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. So from there,
she's like kissing him on his chest, and he's just like stoic. It's like, Jessica, no.
Yeah.
No. We're all rooting for you.
All right, Alex. Who else is together besides Cody and Jessica?
Okay, so yeah, the house is kind of broken. There's a bit of it's kind of a split, and then there's a middle group that is kind of just.
Well, let's
just
talk showmances for now.
Give me the everyone.
Let's do the other showmances.
I'm getting there, but the showmances are all on one side. That's where I'm going, and the oddballs are all on the other, and then you've got social butterflies in between. But so yeah, you've also got Matt and Raven. That seems to be clearly a thing.
Matt and Raven. Okay,
spent a lot of time together. Went to bed together.
So that's happening.
That's happening.
Do you approve?
Yeah, I guess. Like Jessica, I kind of wish Matt hadn't pigeonholed himself so fast. I feel like he could have done really well, like hugging all the girls and being very flirtatious and really playing that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alex thinks Matt can do better, I guess.
I was talking to my buddy Pat this morning about it. And yeah, we just kind of both expected him to be like building alliances with his sexuality as opposed to just locking himself down.
Okay. All right. Let's not explore that too much. Okay. Taryn, that's two showmances down. Give me another one.
Well, there also appears to be something between Mark and Elena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though Elena slept next to Paul last night, as it turns out. Sandwiched between Christmas and Elena.
She's sandwiched.
Your boy, Paul. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So Matt and Elena also in his showmance. Is there room for any other showmances? I mean, can we pair anybody else off?
Christmas is missing the cuddles. She's looking around and being like, I need some. And I'm just sitting there like, poor Christmas. Like, it's a very attractive girl to be feeling like no one wants to spend time around her like this. It's a shame.
Christmas is ruined. Okay. All right. So three showmances right off the bat. And it did seem like, Alex, what I've been seeing and reading, nobody is like too shy about being in the Big Brother house.
No. Yeah. I mean, like people on Twitter were calling like the one room the sex room because everyone's just laying on top of each other there for a minute. Like Mark has his head on Christmas's lap while he's like stroking Elena's butt and Elena's like touching his boner. Like it was just really, really just, yeah, we're not worried about like who's seeing what.
Oh, like Taryn, next time you're not gonna go to bed.
Christmas's boob fell out. I mean, it's chaos.
Okay. All right, one night. Okay. So by the way, good time to mention Big Brother live feeds are available. The link to check everything out, robhaswebsite.com/live feeds. If you want to get in on some of this, 1 week free, free trial, and then it's $5.99 a month after that. Okay. So that's the showman side of it. Taryn, could we just talk big picture in terms of the groups that Alex laid it out as showmances versus non-showmances? Is that how you see it as well?
A little bit, yeah. We have those three pairs. Essentially, they all seem relatively aligned. We also have Dominique in that mix. Christmas and Paul both seem to be in with them. So Paul has seemed to have cleared the air, so to speak. He's gotten close to Cody to some extent. Cody doesn't seem intent on backdooring Paul anymore. But that we've only seen one night. We never know. And then we have sort of on the other side, Alex, Jillian, Jason, Josh, Ramses. They seem to be the people on the outside.
Kind of Kevin too.
And Kevin, yes, sorry.
Right. Alex, would you say it's contentious between the two sides?
it is on the extremes. You've got like the Cody, Jessica, Matt, Mark, Raven, not necessarily talking to the Alex, Jillian, Josh, Jason. But then you get some middle ground. Kevin is doing a good job back and forth. Paul, Christmas, even, you know, Dominique to a degree, and certainly Ramses, a lot of back and forth. One thing I think that's very interesting is it seems like a temptation was already offered. We don't know necessarily what the deal is with that, but there's been a lot of talk about it. Ramses told Alex and told Jillian, who then told Alex, that he had been giving a temptation that was like potentially going to backfire on him or someone close to him. So he was telling them like they need to distance themselves from him. And Reddit is speculating, and I agree, because he was then later talking about it in a way. I don't think he got any temptation. I think that was a way Ramses is trying to separate himself from the people on the block, from the people that lost Megan already, from the group that he was going to be like locked in with. I think he made up this lie, and I'm not positive here. We need more information. But I think he made up this lie about a temptation simply to remove himself from that group, which if so, I love that play.
Okay. We'll have to see how that plays out over the weekend. One person who we got to see a lot of on the episode on Thursday night has certainly been making an impression in the house, and that would be Josh. And still great. Still loving Josh. And he didn't end up fighting a giant mosquito in the house, Taryn, but it did seem as though that he would continue his rivalry with Megan.
Yeah, you know, that didn't end. And it didn't end for his rivalry with anyone. He is definitely the house pariah. Even the people, the other outcasts, are not into Josh. Kevin is super annoyed with him. Christmas hates him. Paul really hates him.
Paul does hate him.
Yeah. Nobody is very happy with Josh. He's constantly saying, "I'm a good person, guys. I have a good heart. I have a family." It's like, even Josh is the kind of guy, he's great on the show. If you watch him for too long in the feeds, you're like, "Oh my God."
Yeah. I had to switch off of Josh. I know some people were loving him, but for me, it just got very repetitive very quickly. And it was more fun to watch the people upstairs watching him on a closed circuit feeds where he's just talking and pointing to every camera.
Yeah, I was watching Paul for a while. I was talking about it. I was like, okay, I'm through with him. If he asked me a question one more time, I've had it with him. I can't take it anymore. He keeps asking me, "So when are we getting booze? When are we getting booze?" And I'm like, if you talk about it, they won't give it to you.
Yeah. Friendship stick, that's gone. Piss stick is out.
Fool is getting me pissed. Yeah. So,
guys, I'm a human being. I'm not a robot.
Yeah, he was really holding court, and it does not look so hot for Josh. So we'll see. Now, in terms of that, there being rumors that Josh was close to self-evicting, Taryn, are you buying that?
Yeah, I buy it absolutely. I mean, one of the first things he said when the feeds came on was like, "Sorry, guys, I effed up. I effed up bad." and like, I don't know, his emotional instability, I absolutely buy that he was close to self-evicting, especially when Megan had also done it.
Yeah.
Hey, but he manipulated someone into quitting the game. So mastermind.
Okay. I want to also open this up to take some of your questions here on the Facebook page. You got a lot of great comments coming in. I'm trying to share as many as I can. But in terms of questions that you guys have, fire them off, and we'll go through a few of them here this morning. All right. Alex, what else is going on that you've learned in these last 12 hours?
You know, just, you know, really, we've been following the nature of the relationships. And, you know, like we've touched on, a lot of that has been people like distancing themselves from Josh, or like getting in rooms to congregate and talk about Josh. Alex, and especially Alex, has taken to starting to campaign to the cameras like James style, which don't necessarily love to see that. But, you know, she's not like the biggest fan of the game, so I don't think she necessarily knows that. Paul has like mentioned a couple times, like, they don't want to see us talk to the cameras. I know that about the fans. They want to see us like actually interact and play the game. And like, he mentioned that to Josh in a way that like you could tell it just went right over Josh's head. Like, he didn't realize Paul was talking to him about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, it's just, you know, the clear distinction of sides. And then the Paul Christmas group that really is kind of like playing everywhere. Kevin is really doing a good job of being everyone's friend. Like, he's going down and comforting Josh, and then coming up like, "I tell you, that kid, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's one flew over the cuckoo's nest. That just every cuckoo metaphor you can think of. So yeah, it's really revolving around Josh right now, and he's safe, so he's not going anywhere anytime too soon.
All right, real quick, let me just thank a sponsor. Those are friends over at Denny's, not Melissa Denny's. Denny's has always been a place where America could come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving guests whatever they want whenever they crave it. Now with Denny's On Demand, they've taken that same always open philosophy that's synonymous with Denny's and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to craveable diner fare wherever guests want it. It's the Denny's of temptation for you, because with this new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. With Denny's On Demand, new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app. Taryn, I'm getting questions about the cats. Ryan Moyer wants to know, cats are on the feeds. That's the headline of the hour.
Yes, the traditional fish that we usually get when the feeds are cut have been changed to a bunch of cats.
This is smart. This is finally, yes. Taryn, we've been talking for some time that the feline friendly women of North America, that not only do they love an underdog story, but if somebody could ever come along and be the under cat, they would go on to be the most popular house guests. Big Brother, CBS, they've been listening. They know, you know what? That the goldfish is just that. That's going to have all of these ladies who are watching the shows with their cats. The cats are just going to be pawing. They're trying to get the fish, but now put more cats in the show. People will be happy when they cut to the cats better than the house guests.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope that when Jeff does his interviews with the evicted house guests, that he has some kittens with him. That they're just playing around as they talk and go through the feed highlights.
No, it's been a tough day. Hold this kitty.
All right, Kat, let me ask you a question. Would you rather fight a giant mouse, or are you comfortable with your current mouse situation, or just like leave the mouse and let them be whatever they want?
Okay. I hope so. And the important part here is that there are cats. It's for the Humane Society. So it's advertising, go to a shelter, adopt these kittens.
So smart.
Like they're actually
so smart.
Yeah, they're actually like doing something good with this.
Yeah.
Can you call in and get the one specifically you see on your screen? Because that would be cool.
I guess so. Well, what is this, like Cat OTT?
Yeah. Pet Finder could sponsor the live feed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is a question. Do you think that Megan may have won the pendant and pretended that she is quitting for 3 weeks? No.
She's there the whole time.
Yeah. The Den of Temptation has not happened yet. The fan vote only ended yesterday. So
she's under the cloak of invisibility and she's still there. We just don't.
Yes, that's not gonna be the case. Taryn, anything else that you have seen over these last 12 hours that you want to comment on?
Some of the players that I'm keeping an eye out on. I like what Mark is doing. I like what Dominique seems to be doing, although she has a lot of people talking about her. A little bit more impressed with Mark here. He seems to be in with a lot of people. He has a decent head for the game that I wasn't necessarily expecting. Kevin is definitely super entertaining. I love that. Nobody knows, as Andrew Deloria points out, nobody knows that he took the 25K. And Jason also, Whistlenut, very surprisingly has a head for the game. He's not on the right side of things, but he seems to know what he's doing a lot more than his archetype usually does. Christmas also seems to be very, very good. She's going back and forth with a lot of people, in with a lot of people. Paul is doing a good job. Certainly better than I think I ever saw him do last season. So impressed with what he's doing. So there's a lot of decent players going around right now. I'm really interested in seeing like where this goes. Excited.
All right. So this is just the first update of the weekend that we have for you guys, because Taryn, do you want to talk about what you guys have coming up later on this weekend?
All right. Well, we are going to continue to give you morning updates. So we're going to talk about, I mean, this is a sort of like a general catch up from what happened with the feeds, but we will be live, well, not necessarily live, but we will be talking tomorrow morning to talk about what has occurred today on the feeds. We're going to give you a daily update on what happened the previous day, what the current state of things is. And then keep you updated. We're not totally set on the time yet, but we're going to just give you a daily morning update.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be your den of temptation.
Right.
Yes.
Alex, Stephanie wants to know, is Paul still the backdoor plan? Do we have any sense of what would happen if Alex or Jillian won the veto?
I think Paul's good. It seems like him and Cody are on good terms now. He's seen even if Cody doesn't necessarily want to work with him all the way down the road, he definitely, I think, isn't planning on targeting Paul anytime too soon. It's more the people that are isolating themselves with Alex and Jillian. I think it's a good chance if she were to win veto, Jason Whistlenuts or Kevin or someone like this goes up because they're just not that threatening. And maybe at that point, Jillian goes out or Jason. It could go anyways at that point. But I think it's someone who's seen as part of the oddball group who ends up in that seat.
Okay. Let me ask this question because I saw this floating around on Twitter last night. Stephanie is asking, any comment on Paul being real life friends with Raven? I did see a picture of Raven with Paul. I just assumed that this was at one of these like meet and greets that Paul and Victor have done in the past, Taryn. Do we know any background information? Are they actually friends? Is this like one of these Big Brother Canada things where they actually knew each other from before? Or did they just take a picture together?
As far as I'm aware, it was just a meet and greet. I think the caption on the image was like, oh, it's great meeting you. So I don't even know if Paul remembers this. So he does seem to like Raven. He seems to think that she's trustworthy. But I don't think that they were like friends or anything.
He's more approving of her than Alex Kidwell is.
Yeah. He's not as jealous as Alex is.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll see what's going on with that. So very fun. I'm looking forward to doing these throughout the season on Friday mornings or afternoon on the East Coast. We're going to be back with another show coming up this Sunday night. I will be live after the episode and we'll catch up of everything from the Sunday night episode, the Den of Temptation and everything going on from the weekend of live feed. So here's what you want to do if you want to catch those additional LFC updates. Everything is going to be in our Big Brother podcast feed. You can find that on iTunes or subscribe directly. Go to robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast. If you say, you know what, I'm good on just your podcast, Rob, I don't need the extra stuff, stay subscribed to the main podcast feed for Rob as a Podcast, robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. Or if you already are subscribed to the main podcast but don't want to get double the Big Brother in, get things all confused, just make sure you subscribe to Reality TV Rehap Ups because that's where those will be. So if you are subscribed, I don't want to confuse it too much. Don't get it twisted too much. Rob as a Podcast is the main feed, and then subscribe to Reality TV Rehap Ups and you will be making sure you're getting everything. Do I have that right, Alex?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so be on the lookout for that. And again, if you want to check out the live feeds this weekend, plenty going on, robhasawebsite.com/live feeds. And if you missed our recap from last night, that's also available on robhasawebsite.com. So have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back talking more Big Brother with you very soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.